This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk, talking a little NBA playoffs now. Happy to welcome in Jared Weiss, NBA writer for The Athletic. Thanks so much for the time, Jared. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm standing in a grocery store parking lot, the most beautiful place in the world.
Well, it's been a interesting Eastern and Western Conference Finals. We saw last night that the OKC Thunder just had their way with the Minnesota T-Wolves, advancing to the finals and just really questioning now, can this Pacers team that looks like they're going to move on as well, do they have any shot against a Thunder squad that looks like offensive and defensively just out of this world?
Yeah, the Pacers are a great team. I've really enjoyed them these last few years. The way that they've reshaped the image of how they play under Rick Carlisle over these past, four issues or so, it's been beautiful. And unfortunately for them, they're going to have to face the Thunder. And the Thunder are unbelievable. Like, I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on here, but it takes at least three curse words to describe how good this Thunder team are.
Yeah.
It's just like every single game, we keep seeing it. They're in the mix. Shea's having a good game. J-Dub is scoring. It's like a six-point game, something like that. And then, boom, they have like four steals in a row, and it's a 20-point game, and it's over. And once they get a big lead, it's done. It's like this team, it's just like, you know, I covered the Celtics last year in their championship run, and they dominated the league in a way that was like pretty rare. And we're just seeing it again. And it's funny because this Thunder team might be one of the best teams I've ever seen, but we just saw this last year with another unbelievable juggernaut. And so I don't know, maybe this is just what the league is going to be like now, where you have these just perfectly designed deep teams with one guy that can carry the offense, another guy that can complement them perfectly. The Thunder are kind of, if you haven't been watching the playoffs, put them on. It's going to be pretty apparent pretty quickly that they're a great team. Like, it's obvious when you watch these guys.
You know, Jared, when you talk about the depth of, I think, both the Pacers and the Thunder, and I don't know, it's not sexy necessarily, but to me, the Thunder, how they play defense and create turnovers, and then even the Pacers, that's why, I don't know, I like the Pacers. I mean, how can you not like Halliburton, a true point guard, who's going to distribute before he could score? I still don't know. Maybe you have an explanation, Jared. How can the players vote him the most overrated guy? Some player might just be hating on Halliburton. There's no way he's overrated. I mean, what he does to make the team better.
Halliburton's season has been so interesting. You know, I did a big feature on him during the second round, where he opened up on a lot of the struggles that he went through this year, you know, mental health, physically, game-wise, stuff like that. And when I asked him about the overrated thing, he just laughed it off. He's just like, you know what, at this point, I have the respect of some of my best peers in the league. A lot of the stars in the league really respect him, and they're friends with him, and that's what matters to him. And I, you know, that poll was from The Athletic. We did that poll in March, April. It was when he was taking off, but it was a little bit under the radar. And we're seeing in the playoffs this year, what's been great about him is even in the games where he's not playing that well, he's just had enormous clutch moments. And now he's defending pretty decently. He's getting hands on the ball. He's
right,
like not getting completely destroyed when he gets targeted. He's really taken a leap as a defender. I guess the leap is from underground to just being above ground, at least at this point. But he's become a more complete player. He's become a reliable scorer in the big moments. Like, he's kind of checking off all the boxes of a true superstar right now. And he's a unique superstar in that he isn't like a guy that really kills you with isolation play, you know, kind of like Steve Nash. But he's been able to get it done in isolation when they need him to. And the Pacers are an interesting matchup for the Thunder because, you know, the Wolves are just more predictable offensively.
Right.
The Pacers' whole thing is chaos. It's all chaos. It's kind of similar to the Thunder. They're kind of like a JV version. That's not fair to them. They're a B-plus version of the Thunder. There's so many similarities to them. And that's why they have a chance in this series. And I think it's going to be harder for the Thunder to go on those massive runs because they're not going to be able to just, like, intercept passes over and over and over again like they were against Minnesota, because Minnesota, especially when Julius Randle had the ball, just became very predictable.
You know, Jared, I might be a prisoner of the moment, but what better a team player, and then as a coach, how he takes the approach, I'm going to do whatever the coach says. And he's won an NBA championship in Toronto, Siakam. Siakam's almost too good to be true. How he can score 30 points, 39 points, whatever. You want to talk about a team player, and he's not demanding that I got to get the ball, I got to score. He'll do whatever the coach or whatever the team asks him to do. To me, Siakam's, I don't know who raised him, whatever, but that's a dream come true. If you're a coach and, well, I'd want him. Good for the Pacers, they got him in the Raptors. I think Siakam's unbelievable.
Yeah, Pascal fits into the overall ethos of that team, where no guy is the guy. Like, if you ask the Pacers players who's their second most important player after Tyrese, a lot of them will say Andrew Nembhard, who is kind of the guy that's the unsung hero. But, like, when Nembhard came back earlier in the season, Pacers players were raving to me about how massive of a difference it makes for their team. And I think you just see that across the board is they have so many guys that accentuate their roles so well, and they don't demand too much. You know, at Siakam, he's going to get his mid-post touches throughout the game. But, like, they've done such a good job knowing how to run that he gets, like, 8 to 9 transition baskets every game. That's just, like, easy for him. And if you ever see him streaking ahead during a turnover or a rebound, like, just keep an eye on that side of the screen, because Halliburton's going to rifle a pass down court. It's going to find him. He catches all those passes. He finishes all those layups. Siakam is just so reliable at doing, like, all the things that kind of fit into the way the Pacers want to operate. And that's a huge part of why they've been so good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, Jared, you know, I guess, I don't know, I'm kind of a prisoner of the moment with this again.
Moment. Let's be prisoners of it.
Yeah, so who's the face of the league? Oh, it was like it was going to be Ant-Man, whatever I said. But I don't know. I mean, Ant-Man, he kind of does what he wants to do. To me, a little inconsistent there. When you look at it, I want to say he led the NBA in three-point shots made. But, you know, the Thunder said, well, you're not going to attack the basket like you might want to do. And then you look at Halliburton. Who would you say, and it's not Halliburton, but look at Brunson with the Knicks and all, who is the face of the league right now? I mean, LeBron, obviously up in age. I don't think that torch has been passed. I mean, because Ant-Man, he's young, but he's only 23, if I got that right. But to say the next face of the league, I think that's still a question for sure.
There's no face right now. It's a bunch of faces. We're so used to the NBA having a guy, and it's been that way as long as I've been alive. You know, I came up on MJ, then it became Kobe, then it became LeBron, then it became Steph and KD and LeBron. Like, there's always been great players. We have like 6 or 7 guys that are in the running for it right now. It should be Jokic, but Jokic doesn't want to be that. Like, it's very clear that he's not embracing that, because Jokic is like, I don't know, he might be the greatest player in NBA history when it's all said and done. Who knows at this rate? But he doesn't want that attention.
He's like, I want to go tend to my horses.
Exactly. And maybe he'll be the face of horse racing instead. But SGA is doing everything possible to be that guy. And I'm sure after they, I think, win the championship this year, I think that conversation will get very loud. You know, the marketing is there for him. He's got the look, like, he's a fashion icon. He's a good looking guy. He's charismatic. He's got he says all the right things in his interviews. Like, you watch his interview when he got the MVP trophy after the West Finals, and he was literally passing the trophy around to all of his teammates. Like, he didn't want to hold on to that thing. Like, he stands for everything that you want out of the face of the league. And does a really good job of balancing the kind of exciting, edgy face of it while also still seeming to be a good teammate and all that stuff. So he's a good candidate for it. Obviously, Jason Tatum has been in the conversation, but with the Achilles tear, he's going to fade out of the conversation for a little while, and he'll probably work his way back into it. But, like, we don't have that guy right now. And then, of course, Wemby is going to be back in the mix pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I'm sure after his seventh MVP, we'll probably consider him to be the face of the league.
You know, when you look how the team's run, now we got Dumars here in New Orleans. But you look at Pressey, what he's done with the Thunder. To me, unbelievable. It seems like he always pushes the right buttons.
I'm jealous.
And then you look at Chet. I mean, whoever they have, top to bottom, you look at how the Pacers, I mean, you got to play 9 or 10 players. The same with the Thunder, whoever's in the rotation. But has anybody done it better than the Thunder when you look from top to bottom with that organization right now?
I think we probably can say that they have nailed it at this point because we all feel really good about them winning this title. Who knows? You know, assuming right. The Pacers make it, we'll see what happens tonight. But yeah, we think the Thunder have a pretty good advantage over the Pacers just because they've been so incredible. But like Presti has been phenomenal as a GM, both in like nurturing talent, drafting, developing players, cap management, and culture. Like, their culture has been great the entire time, but they haven't won a championship yet, and that's obviously the big thing that matters. And so, yeah, it's always funny how discourse changes once someone wins a title. Like, somebody can lose in Game 7 of the Finals, and they still don't talk about them like they're a champion, but if they win that game, then suddenly they're talked about like they're one of the all-time greats. I think Presti has checked off almost all the boxes at this point to be considered one of the great GMs of our generation. And if he wins the title, I think that's going to really put him up there towards – if he's not already at the top of the list, it'll put him pretty much at the top of the list.
Now, Jared, in these parts, you know, Gulf Coast, Gulf South, we look at the Pelicans, a small market. You know, you look Memphis, whatever – and I don't know, I tend to cheer for Indianapolis, the Pacers, Indiana, and Oklahoma City versus New York. You know, you got New York, Chicago, you got L.A. Is that good for the NBA or not? What's your take if the Knicks get knocked out and is the Pacers versus the Thunder? I don't know. I like great basketball, and that's the two best teams. So I'm going to watch. But what is your viewpoint? Does the NBA need to have, like, whether it be the Lakers or a team from Chicago or New York to be in that mix?
Yeah, the league does need, I think, at least one major market to make the Final Four. And we've seen the ratings were through the roof with the Knicks Conference Finals.
Right.
Because it's the Knicks fans. I think probably as part of it is a novelty, like the Knicks making the Conference Finals. I was there when they beat the Celtics in advance. It was probably the biggest moment in the history of the city of New York. Like, it was absolutely bonkers. And so, you know, that you're always going to have that one market needed to kind of get the ratings up. But I think it's mostly player-driven once you get to the finals. It's, you know, because it's such a huge international audience, it's really, do you have the stars to market? And Shea, like we talked about, I think he's a very marketable star. I don't know if he's a household name yet for a lot of casual sports fans, and I don't think most casual sports fans are aware of how historically great the Thunder have been this year. But once they get there and once they have their moment, then everyone's aware. And so if this Thunder team keeps it going, I think there's going to be kind of sufficient brand awareness to how great they are, especially with SGA and the fact that, like, you know, Converse is the face of Converse. So you have a shoe company that's running ads for him and putting him out there. Like, I think that's going to eventually, I think, prove to be healthy for the league. But the league in general always needs one of these major markets, at least like making a deep run into the postseason.
Now, Jared, I don't know if I'm phrasing this right, but when you look at the development of basketball in general, I look at college basketball, NCAA. I think it's a good thing as far as name, image, and likeness, maybe to entice players to play in college and all of a sudden to go that route. And then also, you could correct me and educate me on this. From an international perspective, you look at international players in like Barcelona, maybe because of the competition of college basketball, maybe they're talking about dropping their programs. Well, elaborate on that for the fan base as far as the future of basketball and where we're going to be getting players. Because you can argue at times that, the best players in the world, if you go to the top 5 or top 10, at least half of them, if not more, are international players.
Yeah, I mean, I think generally the better basketball development has come from these major clubs at the over in Europe, that they have development programs that they're nurturing these guys when they're teenagers. Like Luka Doncic is a great example. I was watching him playing for Real Madrid when he was 16 years old. I think I first heard about him when he was 14. And so I saw him when he was an 18-year-old, and I was like, this guy's probably going to be the best player in the NBA. Like, it seems pretty obvious he's going to be the best, and, he's close to it. We'll see if he ever gets over that hump. But, these guys are getting professional development at a very early age there. And we've heard Mark Cuban, I think, a couple of years ago, talked about being interested in kind of that same academy approach for NBA teams. And so, we're not quite getting that yet, but the more money that goes to these players so that they can afford to pay for better skilled trainers when they're younger and better physical development. I think that's all beneficial for development of the game, besides the fact that these players also just deserve to make money regardless of how old they are. But the more that the money can be rerouted to the kids who are actually playing the game, I think the better it is for them, and therefore the better it is for everybody.
Jared, thanks so much for the time, man. Hopefully we get an enjoyable game this evening in Madison Square Garden, whichever way it shakes out. But I feel like the Pacers also put the nail in the coffin this evening.
Well, let's just hope it's more entertaining than last night. I just want a close game to add it.
Appreciate you, Jared. Thanks for the time tonight, man.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy.
All right, Jared.
Jared Weiss, NBA writer for The Athletic. Make sure you check out his work there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.